have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Oh, Ellie. I think they should be terrified.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is your spoiler-free review for Season 2, Episode 3. I never have the title in these podcasts, in this spoiler-free podcast, and I don't have it this week either. You're not here to hear me talk about the title of the episode, though. I thought this episode was fantastic. This episode gave me, as The Last of Us tends to do, a wide range of emotions. I smiled from ear to ear. I laughed at a few things, because it's become a comedy show. No, not really. I smiled at some things. I laughed at a few little things. I cried again. If you're not used to that by now, then I don't know what to tell you. Cried at a few scenes. I, you know, scrutinily, paid attention to scenes with a lot of scrutiny, with a lot of attention is what I mean. I thought this episode was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed this one. Now, you could consider this episode to be a relaxed, is that a word you can even use when you call, when you describe something to do with The Last of Us? This is sort of the second calm before the second storm. We had the first storm last week. But I think from here, at least for the next couple of episodes, there's going to be a longer storm after this episode, and I'm really, really excited to see what that looks like. We had a very good mix in this episode, I thought, of video game stuff, original stuff, and remixes. I thought that they did all those things very well. I obviously need to analyze those and pay more attention to those on second and third watches. They used a few characters in ways I thought was very, very interesting. I think they're also continuing, as I mentioned in the main, if you want to consider it that, main podcast from last week. I really love what they're doing with Tommy in the TV show. So that was really good. What else can I talk about at this spot? I'm only 2 minutes in. But yeah, lots of like, I tell you something as well, like, there's certain bits of this episode and a few little ways that they cut the camera from one scene to another and showed me a few parts which are, as close to the video game as you can get, with certain visual representations of things, and that's where I started smiling, ear to ear. And it's interesting because when I've said that I've dreamt and thought about this second season and just what it might look like, there were actually some bits that I'd thought of and dreamt of. I know it might sound weird to say I've dreamt about The Last of Us. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a sort of anticipating something that you're really looking forward to. There's a particular scene in this episode that is about as close to what I imagined something would look like as it would. And when that moment came up on screen, I was like, oh my god, wow. Like this looks as close to my imagination as possible. And of course Craig and Neil, who are doing the show, don't know what my imagination looks like because they don't even know who I am, which is fine. Because I'd started to sort of let go of that after the first two episodes. And what I mean by that is just in terms of when I imagine what certain video game bits, very specific video game bits, would look like in the show. This episode gave me the closest one to that, I would say. Not in terms of video game accuracy or anything like that, but just what in my mind something would look like. And I was just giving a big smile. I don't think I've ever smiled that much at Last of Us before, because it's usually, you know, bleak and people die and all that sort of thing. So I really, really loved seeing that. That was just... I'll talk about it more in the spoiler review that we'll do on Wednesday, but like, wow. I didn't think it would look as close to that as what it did in my brain. And it does. It really does. So I was kind of a bit awestruck by that. I thought that was just a really... as a fan who's thought of these games in a particular way, being adapted to the show, that was just a moment for me. And I really love that. Is also, how can I talk about this spoiler-free? There is a person or a thing, I'll let you take your own interpretation, that is introduced in this episode. Can either be a concept, it could be a person, it could be a situation. I'll let you figure that out. That was introduced in this episode, and I thought was awesome to see on screen. Really, really awesome to see on screen. And I'd spoken in the preview podcast, the spoiler-free preview podcast, about seeing something particular in this show in a mechanical sense. And that was a great way to do that. I really, really loved what they did there. And I didn't know that that was going to be in this episode. I was anticipating it in, like, either the next one after this or the one after that, so either four or five, in somewhere in there. I wasn't really, and given how this episode was going, I wasn't expecting to see it in this episode, and I don't know if they put that in there as like, because I think what that does is set that thing up for the TV audience, and also give the video game audience a tease as to what that thing looks like on the show. And I thought it looked awesome. It looked even better and came across even better than what I had thought of. So there's two points in this episode, one of which is a scene that I have imagined looking a certain way and looked pretty much exactly the same as it has in my imagination, and then a thing that's introduced that I was really excited for, really looking forward to, and I don't know if it exceeded my expectations, but it certainly matched them. And those two of the moments in this episode where I was like, wow, that's just, those are the, there's lots of different things and lots of different types of things I've been anticipating and looking forward to and being excited for with the second season, but man, those two things just really just, I can't wait to see them again on my second and third watch, when I get around to doing those. So that was really, really, really cool. It was just a really good teaser, a really good way to kind of set that up. And for TV only people, even once you see this episode, you might not know what I'm talking about. And yeah, that was really, really, really cool. So damn, yeah. We do have something I can, I think, talk about spoiler-free here. We do have the mourning or the grieving of Joel. I can spoil that here because it's already happened in last week's episode. I really liked what they did there. they approached it in a different way to what I thought they were going to do. And this is where the new stuff kind of, you know, not throws me off, but gives me something that I didn't expect, or gives us something new that we didn't know about. And I thought they handled that really well. And I think that you're going to be revisiting that a few different times this season. So I thought that was really, really good to see.
Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
See, I enjoyed what they did with that. I thought that was really, really good, and I'm excited to see how, but both from new material and from existing material, how they expand upon that and where exactly they go with certain things. I think that's going to be very interesting. And also how they're kind of, because Troy Baker mentioned this in the first episode of season 2, and he said about Jackson being kind of its own character. They're using that stuff really well as well, and kind of expanding on that in very interesting ways in this episode as well. So I thought that was very, very good. It was good to see, how can I talk about this? There's some video game accurate things that they do with Ellie in this episode, which I really liked seeing and kind of setting up that. So I thought that was really, really good. They got other scenes from the video game which are kind of remixed a little bit. I understood some of the remixes, and so that was very good. And they're kind of not twisting, but remixing a few things and kind of maybe using a few things later as well. So I thought that was very, very good. I thought the end of this episode was very interesting, because I wasn't sure. I saw where they were going. I wasn't sure at what point they were going to stop the episode. And I thought a few of the extra bits that they gave us there were interesting little teasers as to sort of some new stuff as well. So I thought that was very good. Yeah, I want to talk about that thing that they introduced, but I can't do that here. I just thought that was so cool. And again, going back to those 2 moments, seeing those particular the scene and the thing, that's how I'll talk about them here, seeing those be used in live action, man, I just thought that was really, really cool. So, wow. Yeah. It's interesting with these first 3 episodes, because even as a video game person, you don't know what new stuff they're going to throw at you, and you're trying to see and work out how that's going to fit in with what you know. But then when you do get kind of shown the video game stuff in live action, and it just looks a certain way, and it just really strikes you, particularly the two things in this episode. There's one thing being really excited for something, right, and being excited for something in a very particular reason, and of course with this for me, it was, here's a second season which is going to be focused on maybe half or whatever of a video game I've played more than any other video game, in terms of, you know, playing through it or whatever, and just, yeah, that was just really, really cool. So, and there's one thing going to be being kind of, okay, I'm excited to see that in live action and to also revisit this story that I love so much. But then, I don't know, something about this episode, and I think this has carried over from episodes 1 and 2, because when you start to see more and more of it get filled out, the story in live action, and you have the, well, not you, me, I have these moments where I'm realizing this thing that I really wanted to do a certain thing, so like portray this game in a certain way, and it just strikes some of those moments that just kind of strike you, and you're like, wow, they're actually giving me like the things that I've thought about. And that's going to be sitting in my brain for that in the next couple of days until we do, to be honest, until we do the spoiler review for the main episode. But I'm loving this process week to week of like, and I'm glad I'm doing it this way as well. Because as much as I was looking forward to the first season and how that would cover the first game, this is just special to me in a particular way. This second game and this second season. Yeah, I just, like, it's starting to get to a point, because we're sort of, what, quarter of the way through? You can't do half of 7, so roughly quarter of the way through. And it was interesting, like, when you play the first game, you watch the first season, and then you revisit that after playing the second game again. And you think, okay, that's the sample size of what we had adapted from that. What will that look like applied to the second game? And as we just get, now that we've had 3 episodes, and that space is starting to fill itself out more of, like, you've got the sample size of season 1, but what will that look like adapted with season 2? And now that we've gone further in the story, it's just like, wow. Well, and I can't wait to go through my process the rest of the night of, like, listening to, you know, Bold Moves, Instant Take, listening to Neil, Troy, and Craig talk about this episode. Because I'm really loving this. I'm just, yeah, it's, when it comes to reflecting on The Last of Us, it's, anyway, yeah, this is, well, anyway. I'm just, I don't know, there's just, God, something about just seeing this game in live action and seeing it look real and everything. Jeez, yeah. Anyway, more reflections on that later once I've used my brain a bit more, whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to say something, but I'm not sure what exactly it is. I don't know. Anyway, that's my spoiler-free review for episode 3. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. There's something particular that they've gone for in this episode, and it's this mixture of teasing, setting up, progressing, introducing new things. There's so many elements at play in this episode, and some of them are more subtle than others. But, like, I loved going through the range of emotions in this episode as well, because that didn't really happen in the first 2, because the second episode is like the dread and then the sort of sadness of Joel. The first episode was like, cool, let's settle back in and see what's going on, and the sort of calm before the storm. So each of the 3 episodes have had their own kind of purpose so far, and when you look at it as a 3 package thing so far, I just love what they've done with it. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on the episode. Have you seen it? Have you not? You can write in either way, I suppose. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkCare, Entertainment Talk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, for TV, games, films, and main night podcasts. There's a lot of stuff that went out today and this last week and whatever else, so check out all of it. Yeah, so I'm just still thinking about the episode, which I love that. And I can't wait to listen to Neil, Troy, and Craig in a minute. And how they did certain decisions. I'm trying to do the outro as like all of that is buzzing in my head with this fresh episode. So anyway, dearie me, excuse me. Right, entertainmenttalk.org. I think I talked about all that already. It's late. I'm not concentrated, but you knew that going into this review. So yeah. Anyway, word of mouth, social media, listen to more stuff that they can help us out. Of course, if you do hear anybody talking about The Last of Us, of course, we're putting in a lot of effort here to The Last of Us podcast. So please tell people about what we're doing over here. Hopefully they can catch up on our podcast and all that sort of thing and all the other stuff that we do and whatever else. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad free podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. Have I done the full outro on the first two spoiler free reviews? I can't remember, but I'm doing it anyway, so I'm just going to carry on. Yeah, Geek Town for TV and film news, Tuesdays, Geek Town Radio, and geektown.co.uk. And we also have a YouTube channel, Entertainment Talk Players, for all those video game bits and pieces. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you for the next episode is spoiler predictions based on what we have for this episode and where we're at. Yeah, so look out for the podcast tomorrow for the spoiler predictions and everything else. Yeah, spoiler predictions, so check that out, and then of course come back for our spoiler review just for the episode on Wednesday. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.